The calendar has officially flipped to June, and the wildfire situation in Alberta has evolved since the outbreak a month ago. Central and southern Alberta have been experiencing more damp and mild conditions, while northern Alberta has continued to be dry. This helped spark a wildfire near Fort Chipewyan that caused an evacuation to be handed out in the community and surrounding First Nations. Bree Hutchinson, the executive director of the Alberta Emergency Management Agency, spoke about how tensions have eased in some places in the province, but have become more sharp in others.
Although more evacuated Albertans are returning home, continued wildfire activity means a number of evacuation orders and alerts remain in place. We were seeing increased fire activity in the Fort Chipewyan area, and I noted that an evacuation alert has been issued. That alert has since been upgraded to an evacuation order. This evacuation order is now in effect for Fort Chipewyan, including the Mikisew Cree First Nation, Fort Chipewyan Métis Nation, and Athapaska Chipewyan First Nation.
In other places in the province, weather conditions have helped the battle significantly, and José Saint-Ange, the information unit manager with Alberta Wildfire, highlights the progress made as well as touched up on the work ahead.
We continue to make good progress on the wildfires in the central part of the province. Firefighters are making use of the cooler and wetter conditions to reinforce fire guards around communities and to extend containment lines. But it's important to remember that we are still at the beginning of wildfire season, and there's a lot of work ahead of us.
While fire numbers from across the province as a whole have improved from what they were a month ago, Hutchinson says that this isn't a time to ease off the fire safety practices in fire-prone areas.
Though the situation has improved with fewer wildfires now burning, I want to remind everyone that the fire danger continues to be very high to extreme in some parts of the province, particularly in the northern region. I urge Albertans to stay vigilant, to continue to obey all fire bans and restrictions in place, and to continue to exercise caution and responsibility in helping to lessen the risk of further wildfires.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.